I see these rock concerts and they're screaming and shouting, etc. And I'm so hurt for God when I go to church and the only people singing are the six people up there on the platform and the other 4,300 are watching them like they are flies on a sandwich. Folks, there's something dammed up in that wellspring. It's not getting through. We've become religionists. We're back to the European religion, whether Catholic or Protestant, and we're attending church. You're not to attend church. You are the church.
Amen.
We are the counterculture. We are living lives of praise. And you shouldn't be seeking the blessings of God. You should be horrified when they aren't there. Because the Bible says he will bless you.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't seek the blessing. See, people make a mistake there. They seek the blessing. Mm-hmm. Like that woman, give me. Give me. I want that, yeah. I'd like that kind of thing in my life. I want a wellspring, give me. No, it doesn't come that way. It doesn't come that way. It comes automatically. It comes automatically when you strike it. You know, when you're digging for a well, it's a fascinating thing to me. We go to an old lady's farm for lunch when we were in the south of France. And she's been there since the 60s. She's quite old now. She was young when she went. It's been there over 45, 50 years. And she said, when we first went there, and she turned it into a little bed and breakfast. She said, when we were first here, there was no water. We had no running water. And the closest thing we had was about 300 yards down the hill on our farm where there was water there. And there's a little well there. And we'd have to go down and with buckets and collect water down there and come back up to the farmhouse and to our hotel and to our restaurant we had and bring the water in buckets. And we had people out all over the place, could never find water. And one day I was waiting on customers in a very busy Saturday night. There's a guy over there talking about being one of those people who finds water with a stick. Yeah, a diviner. And she said to herself, he was so bold. And she said, you can find water on this property. She said, I know I can. And I got my stick in the trunk. And so she called her husband, who was up on business in Paris many hours away, and said, look, he wants X number of dollars and francs then. And he said, you go in the front yard and find it right by the house. And she said, oh, go ahead. We've tried everyone. She said, this man got up from the dining room table, went over to his garage, whittled his little stick away, went outside, and boom, found water right there. The stick went hock down. And he said, drill right there, and he went back to eating. She thought, oh, you've got to be kidding. Going to drill right there. He said, it's in there, it's just dammed up. See, and you know, they drilled there, they drilled down X number of feet, and they broke through the sand and the rock and the tree stumps and the roots and all the junk there, and wham, the water came flying out. And that was 40 years ago, my friends.
Wow.
Been pouring water ever since. You see, you don't have to say, God, please bring me a well. No, the Holy Ghost is the source. What you've got to do is get the rocks and the sand and the tree roots and the junk out of the way. That water will come out and satisfy you for the rest of your life. And these things dam it up. We dam it up and we stop it with this and we restrict the flow. There you have it. We restrict the flow. It always blew me away when I'd see one of these movies where they'd strike oil and the stuff would pour up in the air like 100 feet up in the air, man. And everyone would be covered in black while flying. Well, I'd say, man, isn't that amazing that all that was there and all I need someone to prick it. But that's what that driller just pricked a hole there and hock, it was waiting to burst everywhere, it was under pressure. Well, I want to say something. When you're born again, when you repent of your sins and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit does an amazing work in you. And then when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that well is dug and pricked in your soul. Now all of a sudden the gifts can work. Now all of a sudden the fruit can manifest. Now all of a sudden the power can be seen. I remember being saved and serving God. I had a violent conversion. And then a year and a half later, I'm in a little Presbyterian church and I can recall when the well was dug. I had not been full of the Holy Ghost at that point in time. Still nervous, still scary, still everything else under the sun. And wham, blam, I was never the same and couldn't be shut up ever again. All of a sudden, listen to this. Are you listening? This is hot. All of a sudden, I didn't need to run pipes out to everybody else as well. Drummond became self-sustaining that day.
Yeah.
He had his own water source.
Yeah.
He had his own wellspring. I didn't have to say, can I have some of your water? I'm thirsty. Can I have some of your water? I'm thirsty. No, 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 you can all have your own water. I have enough to float a boat. And that, friends, was in the 60s, and now this is 07, and I haven't stopped producing water yet. I've got an ocean. Have you thought about that?